This is a CBC podcast.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Hello, listener. Wow. Oh. Oh, and welcome to the Narwhal!
Mr. Orlando means the story store. See, that's Mr. Orlando, and I'm Gary the Unicorn, who so far hasn't had a turn playing on our new video game, Rocket Ship Narwhal, yet.
Turn left, Space Narwhal, turn left!
Well, might as well take another story order while we wait for our turn. So bring on the answering machine.
Hi, my name is Joey, and I live in Texas. And I was wondering if you guys could make a story about where a shrimp makes friends with a shark.
Ooh, you know what? I've got the perfect one. This story is called Shrimpin' to Small Talk. If you could do the honors, Mr. Orlando.
Next level! Yes!
Well, it looks like I'll be the narrator today. Mr. Gary, the chimes, please. Anything for you, Mr. Gary. I take you underwater, beyond the gentle waves, past the wistful algae, through the glistening sand, to meet our hero.
Shark!
Yeah! I'ma eat you, shrimps.
Meet Shark. Shark. He's an original, all right.
Jump, jump, chompity jump, shrimps!
Close call, friends.
Now, Shrimpino the Shrimp, on the other hoof, was the most talkative decapod crustacean around. A skill that was helpful sometimes.
Shrimpies!
Everyone freeze!
Phew! And sometimes not.
Oh, I can't believe he swam right by us. We must be disguised professionals. Am I right, Brenda? Oh, hey, and Rod, can I grab a couple of your planktons before you go? Are you feeling shellfish? Ba-da-ba!
Shrimpino had the gift of the gab, and that means good at talking in Irish. Small talk, big talk, side talk, Shrimpino could do it all. But so far, none of the other shrimps cared to talk back.
Hello? Anyone? Ah, jeez Louise, why doesn't anyone want to hang out with me?
Being different from everyone else is hard, because it makes you feel like your version of different is wrong. But listen to your fave unicorn pal Gary when I say that your different is never wrong. In fact, sometimes your different can change your life.
Hello, shrimp.
Ah!
Or save it.
Get into my mouth, little shrimpy. It's night-night forever.
When all of a sudden...
Come on, shark hats. Are we gonna go terrorize that small coastal fishing town or what?
Roxanne was the most beautiful and cool shark in the Pacific Ocean. Shark had loved her from afar, but never had the courage to tell her how he felt. Usually because this would happen.
Hi, shark.
Shark!
Cool. Whatever.
No. Oh, Shark, you did it again. Roxanne will never love a dum-dum like you.
That's when Shrimpino had an idea.
Hey, Sharky old pal, you seem to have really froze up there with that beautiful Sharktress.
Shark loosened his grip on the shrimp and nodded sadly.
Whenever I see her, my mouth and brain can't work at the same time. Oh, well, I better eat shrimp than go hide until my embarrassment goes away.
Oh, stop! I mean, hey, why eat shrimp when you could use shrimp? I have a way with words, buddy, and I bet I can help you land the gal of your dreams.
Oh, so many words! How do you do that in your tiny brain?
I have overheard lots of sea captains talk about love, which makes me the closest thing to a romance professional this ocean has ever seen.
Oh.
Why don't I come up with the words for you to say to Roxanne? I bet she'll fall for you instantly.
Well, what in it for you, little yum?
I believe in the power of love is all. Also, I do wish to live.
Oh.
So Shark and Shrimpino shook fins and made a deal. Shark found a tiny cowboy hat to hide Shrimpino in and wore it as he went to find Roxanne at the coastal town beach.
There she is. Oh, she is incredible.
Oh, I agree, fella. Look at that round shape and tread marks.
That's an old tire. This is Roxanne.
Come on, gals. Let's go find a surfer to chase. Oh, hi, Shark.
Huh? Shark!
Roxanne, your sharp rows of teeth are absolutely glistening in the sunshine.
Oh, Roxanne, your sharp rows of teeth are absolutely glistening in the sunshine.
What? Oh my gosh, that's so sweet.
Come with me. Let us find a treasure chest of love.
Yeah. Come with me. Let us find a treasure chest of love.
What? I can't even. Let's go.
So Shark and Roxanne swam around the local sunken ship with lots of time to chat together.
Roxanne, have you ever eaten a violin before? I find the violin the most classy instrument to chew.
No, I don't think I've ever eaten an instrument.
Yeah, I've been to the School of Fish many times this year. I do love to learn.
Oh, cool. Well, I was...
And he said dolphin. And I said that I call it doll. The end. Do you get it, Roxanne? I translated that from French.
Shrimpino kept feeding Shark the most interesting and highbrow things to say, but it wasn't working. The more Shark kept talking and bragging and talking, Roxanne got bored.
Look, Shark, I had a great time swimming with you, but you seem different. You used to be goofy and quiet and, I don't know, more yourself. I don't really know who this new Shark is.
Huh?
What? He's perfect now.
See you around.
Roxanne! No! Oh, why, Shrimpino? Why did this happen? I was so good at talking.
But the truth dawned on Shrimpino. It was clear that being good at talking didn't make Shark better. Shark was different, and his different was good.
I know this will probably lead to you eating me, Shark, but, I think you should take my talking points and throw them into a whale's belly.
A whale? Where?
No, I mean that you were good as you were. You just needed confidence to talk to Roxanne. You didn't need any of my extra words. You should go tell her the truth. Be yourself.
Shrimpino braced himself to be eaten, but found himself in a hug.
Thank you, Small Shell. You're making me feel better than a feeding frenzy. I'm so glad we're friends now.
Friends?
Feel free to stay in my tiny cowboy hat anytime. Might not need you for confidence, but would love to talk anyways.
Shrimpino hugged Shark back. They may be two very different friends, but their different was perfect all along. The end. Wow! Listeners, if you'd like to order a story from the Story Store, you can call us at 1-888-413-2781, toll-free in North America, or email us your audio request at thestorystore@cbc.ca. You never know what the Story Store has in store.
Ow, 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 oh! Oh, no! Ow, my hooves are cramping up. Too much gaming!
Woohoo! Now it's my turn!
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.